All right, welcome back to the Business Writers Conference, broadcasting live from the Renaissance Birmingham Rossbridge Golf Resort and Spa. Stone Payton Lee Cantor here with you. Thank you so much to our sponsors, the Business Writers Exchange, for making it all possible. Lee, this is going to be a fantastic segment. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast with Lavoie's Team Works, Miss Sharon Lavoie. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you so much for asking.
Well, Sharon, can you talk a little bit about Lavoie's Team Works? What are you doing for folks?
Absolutely. I have about 300 clients, all the U.S. and Canada.
300 clients.
I do. My biggest is probably Mercedes-Benz down in Tuscaloosa, but I go someplace different every day, and I'm blessed with lots of work. I work 5 days a week and never put in a proposal and just have amazing opportunities with great clients. I love my clients.
And then what do you do to serve them?
I do management team building training. I also have 160 hours training in the area of conflict resolution. I'm a master trainer for Vital Smarts, which produces crucial conversations, tools for talking when stakes are high, crucial accountability, and influencer. And so I've got a great repertoire. I do a lot of mediation. I actually went to Harvard School of Mediation, so I love a good conflict. The worse it is, the happier I am.
So what's some tips for a person going, having a crucial conversation or about to have a conflict? What's some tips for them?
Well, I think that one thing that Vital Smarts talks about is the fact that we have to really think about mastering my stories and what do I really want. Because so many times we're wanting to blame the other person, and yet we're not acknowledging what our part in the conflict is and what kind of stories we're telling ourselves about the other person. And so, and think about what do we really want? Because so many times we go to revenge, or I want to make them look bad, or I'm right, they're wrong, I'm good, they're bad. So it's really having to step back and really examine our role, our stories, and what's in our heart in terms of related to the other person, in terms of the issue at hand.
So when you're clear on the outcome you desire, it's easier to have these conversations, right? Because then you know how you want it to end.
Well, and I think the thing does, it really takes us to a better place in terms of it brings out our better self. Mm-hmm. And so, and we then don't live up to their lowest expectations, because we act better as a result of that. And so it's bringing our better self to the conversation, and then we can also look for the better in the other person as well.
Because sometimes those confrontations just become like really emotional, and you're getting out of it. It's just kind of meanness.
Well, exactly. If you think about what the definition of a crucial conversation is talking about having strong emotions, opposing opinions, and high stakes. And these are conversations that are different than any other conversation. Because these things actually matter. It's about things that are crucial to us. And so Vital Smarts has done an amazing job in terms of encapsulating that and thinking about how do you actually approach these things.
And they don't have to be, like, mean, though, right? Like, there's you can do this in a civil way and be friendly afterwards, can't you?
Well, absolutely. And I think that's the thing that we look at is it's not about how do we get our way or get our agenda. Is thinking about what do we want this best for both of us, because mm-hmm. at the heart of it is mutual purpose. What do we both want? Mutual respect. You know, how can I respect you and you respect me? And so if you think about it, that's missing from a lot of our discourse that we're having these days. So.
I know. We should send you to D.C.
Yeah, I wish. Yeah. I think
that's
we need to see
a full-time job there.
Exactly.
Now, why are you here at this conference?
Well, you know, it's interesting because Jack Phillips, who's a good friend of mine, both a mentor, and I teasingly call him a tour mentor, because Jack has always been so great about giving me advice that I need to hear. He said for years, he said, Sharon, he said, I hear so many stories from you about the things that you do in your training classes, and you honestly need to get all this put down. But I think the idea of, the fear of rejection, the fear of not knowing the process in terms of how to write a book, all those things were keeping me from actually taking that first step forward. But I'll have to say this has been a really practical conference. It gets down to the nuts and bolts of dealing with publishers. What are things that you have to think about in terms of marketing your book? How do you actually go through the process of the writing? So there's so many things that are involved in it. And it actually isolates those things down, but it makes everything very doable. So the fear has absolutely been taken away, and I know now where I need to go, where I had no direction before I came to this conference. So it's one of the best decisions I made to attend this.
Because it seemed overwhelming before, and now it seems doable.
Absolutely. And so actually I did my, this is great, I did my book pitch yesterday at the end of our boot camp, and I was excited because I actually got applause from everybody, and I just didn't expect that. And so I will tell you this, I burst into tears after
wow.
they did that, because that was not what I expected. I was expecting rejection and had really set myself up for that. So it's been great.
And that's one of the benefits, I think, of an in-person conference as opposed to some of this online learning, where you're actually, you know, side by side with people that are going through the same thing you are, and it's very collaborative.
Well, you know, it's funny when you say that. You're exactly right about the fact that it has been collaborative, because we had 8 people in our session for the boot camp, and every single person had a totally different idea of a different book. And so we freely shared ideas with each one of the people that were there about ideas they could have for a great title, content. We gave each other assistance, including promising to actually read their drafts when they get them ready,
mm-hmm.
and we'll do that. So I'm actually confident in that, and I'm confident in the advice that I've gotten.
So, I mean, this reminds me a little bit of your early work, Lee, on having a kind of an accountability partner. There's some of that you can come out of a conference with this with, right? Someone that kind of helps you stay on track and keeps you in line with what some things you've committed to say you're going to do on a project like this. Yeah?
Well, what was interesting is I actually brought with me Marianne Parks Antonio, and Marianne works with me. She's the one who does my scheduling, but she also edits all of my writing. So I intentionally brought her with me because I knew out of everyone out there that she'd be the one who would keep me on schedule. We don't deliver any of our course materials late. I would love to tell you it's because of me. Nope, it's because of her. And so she's listened to everything that Jack and Patty and all the other speakers have said, and she's already making notes, and she's got my schedule down. And I will tell you this, I will not be one of those people who comes back next year without a book. I've already got the idea down, the title, the subtitle, the chapters. It will happen.
And that's the beauty of this conference. That is what is supposed to happen, right? You're
exactly.
supposed to come away with something tangible and real, not, you know, kick the can down the road for another 6 months or a year.
Exactly. And I think there's, you know, one thing I'm so conscious about is the fact that time is so critical. Me, you, Bill Gates, none of us gets rollover minutes in our life. And so it's get it done or not. So
mm-hmm. for the people that are serious about wanting to do this, this is the place to come to make it happen.
Well, you know, I think that Jack and Patty actually recognized a need that was just not being filled, because there are conferences out there for romance writers, fiction writers. If you want to go to something on that, they're all over the place. But for business books, there's not. And so this is the one place where they're bringing such a great group with the publishers, the agents, other writers. And the thing that's so great is that the other writers who have already been successful and already published, they are not stingy. They are sharing their ideas. They're telling us what they've done. It's been such an amazing, collaborative, generous process. And I think that in the spirit of that, it's made everyone else want to give ideas and help each other out, which has been amazing. It's been so wonderful.
And that's an important part of this, because there is a lot of mystery in some industries, and no one knows what's real and what's not real, what's true and what's not true. And this place, everybody is kind of opening up the kimono and sharing stories, the good, the bad, the ugly of things.
Well, exactly. And I think what's happened is that for so many writers, they allow the bad things that keep them away from it. But this is actually showing us some possibilities, but also how to be successful, because you can't just send an email and think somebody's going to discover you. It's that old myth about being discovered in Hollywood. We know too many people that's not, you know, it just doesn't work. So, and I think that's the one thing they emphasize, is the fact there's a lot of work connected with this. And so I think that's important. People should know that, instead of just thinking I'm going to sit back and collect the royalty checks. That's not going to happen.
Right. There's some work involved. And it's a great tool, though, a book, for building your brand and building your business.
Absolutely.
And for you, if somebody wants to learn more about your business, you don't have a book today, but you will shortly. Is there a website for your business?
There is. It's ltwinc.com. And are you interested in my book idea?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I'm kind of
excited.
Well,
now you're
this.
Committing it to, so now it's got to be real now.
Saying it on the air, it's got to happen now.
Well, and that's, I believe in speaking commitments out loud because
all right,
it
let's
makes
go.
It real. I mean, that's the reason why I got married. Saying my vows out loud, all right. I live up to them. But mine's called Staff Infection, STAFF infection.
Ah, very nice.
And it's the leader's guide to curing drama, contagious bad behavior, and knots in the pit of your stomach at work.
Good stuff. And
I
then
like that.
I bet you got a few anecdotes to fill a book or two on that.
I do, and it actually starts out with the mistakes that I made as a new leader and poor judgment, not understanding my own role in terms of leadership, and all the hard lessons that I've learned. And I've spent my – I think one of the reasons that people like my training classes is that I'm really good about putting my mistakes out there so they can learn from those things.
And they say people don't quit jobs, they quit bosses. So this is a solution that people need out there.
Absolutely.
And the website one more time?
It's ltwinc.com.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Sharon, for coming by and visiting with us. Keep up the good work. It's an exciting time for you. I look forward to this title coming out. Do you have a feel for timing? Do you think you'll have it out and be
she
available
next
by
year.
Next conference?
We're going to be here next year, and then she's going to come and
you'll
hand
bring
us the book.
Absolutely. Autograph copies of the book.
Absolutely. That's exactly what I'm going to do, so count on it.
Well, it's been a real pleasure visiting with you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you guys for your service. I really appreciate it. I think it's just an amazing thing. So what a lovely way to make the business world better. Thank you for that.
Well, it's absolutely our pleasure. And just to be perfectly candid with you, it beats the heck out of working.
Amen.
So. All right. We'll be back in a few from the Business Writers Conference brought to you by Business Writers Exchange.